Hey, this is Russ Dizdar. Welcome. This is the hour for ShadowTheDarkness.net. Listen, you might be new to this voice, and I am very, very new to many of you. Just want to introduce myself again. Russ Dizdar, Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, 6 p.m. And thank you again to Steve Quayle for giving us this hour. We're grateful to all those that listen, and we just trust it'll be. Listen, I believe a very supernatural and providential time. My name is Russ, and ShatterTheDarkness.net on the web is the place to find us in all the information. Hundreds of hours of downloads free. But let me ask you a question. What do you know about satanic powers? What do you know about the powers of darkness? I mean, if there was a survey done across the United States about, do you believe that Satan is real? Do you believe that demons are real? Have you noticed that we're living in a very, very supernatural time? I mean, we have so many people that are into spirits, spirituality, spiritual presence, supernatural occurrences. It is a time of enormous ramping up. I would even say unprecedented global spiritual engagement. And I want to talk tonight about this concept of satanic power. Now, we are on the third part of globalism, or the global mind. We've been doing this from a few days ago. On Tuesday night, we had one, and last Friday, we had one. And let me tell you that tonight, we'll be on part three. Next Monday evening at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we'll do part four. Now, let me give you a little bit of a commercial right now. There's going to be a special program this Friday night. This Friday night, September the 5th, Steve Quayle has asked me to join him, I believe, in a three-hour program that's going to deal with, well, bloodlines, the power of blood, how spirit is connected to blood, and how there are satanic bloodlines. There's the bloodline of Christ, the blood of Christ. We're going to talk about that. He's felt very urgent to be engaged. So that's going to be Friday night, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on September the 5th, and I hope you're going to join Steve and I that evening. Tonight is the Global Mind Part 3, and I'm going to ask you if you know about Bohemian Grove. I mean, if you're in California, if you've listened and you've been interested in not just conspiracy, but what's really going on. Yes, it's a conspiracy, obviously, what's been going on at Bohemian Grove, there by the Russian River, in California. In the United States of America, a high-ordered ritual, many of them actually, but one that has been found out about, one that has, it was discussed with me in 1994 by a monarch-programmed, listen, super soldier, and a number of others that have been to Bohemian Grove. As a matter of fact, they gave me their little necklace that had an owl on it. An owl. They sat down and drew out maps of the entire place and told me what is done there. It was somewhere right after the year 2000, 2001, somewhere around there, Alex Jones came out with a video, incredible exposure of Bohemian Grove. There's a network of people now praying concerning the exposure. But let me tell you something, for many, many years, an ancient and powerful ritual has been done there. With the 40-foot owl, some say that represents Moloch worship, ancient wisdom worship. And there's a mock ritual that's being done. Now, you can find this online. You can look at YouTube videos. You can look at Alex Jones' site. You can see that there are hundreds of, well, U.S. senators, governors, the president, past presidents, wealthy individuals, media moguls, military men. Here is a place where men from all over the world, world leaders, have been invited, but by whom? They've been invited to come out into the deep woods with extreme security, and there are cultic symbols all over the place. There are cabins, there are underground places, but what has been shown on the web, and even if you go to ShatterTheDarkness.net, there is a little icon there that you can click on that deals with Bohemian Grove. And we've done a little bit of background in our studies, and we have a little agenda. And I believe that agenda will have effect. It involves really praying against the dark powers that have been raised. Now listen, if you're a believer in Christ, you will understand the biblical picture of Revelation chapter 16. Listen, there's two things that I need to share with you tonight, and one of those is the military target. We'll talk about the political target next Monday, but tonight is the military target. If anybody has targeted military structures, leaders, systems worldwide in the last 50, 60 years, well, we're going to talk about the secret power of lawlessness that has targeted military for future development. We'll discuss that tonight. But we're going to discuss that none of this is done without real satanic power. So those two subjects, the military and the infiltration spiritually and physically, and the backdrop to that, the powers. So if you get a little bit of time tonight or this week, take a look at Bohemian Grove on the web or go to our site and take a look at what we put up concerning a place that has done this ancient ritual. Individuals that I have been with to do deliverance with, exorcism some people call it, and to help, that have come from the Bohemian Grove, and they've shared very well what went on there, and the stories are consistent. The stories of the sexual perversion, the use and abuse, all kinds of activities, but one that I think many are missing. Even with the exposure of what's being done there, something big is missing. Because I still think that maybe American Christians are too westernized, or we've been saturated with scientific naturalism for so long that we don't understand the supranaturalism of both the hand of God, but also the work of the fallen cherub. Let me say this quick now. There is no advancement to the work of the satanic agenda without real spiritual power. Just as there is no advancement to the cause of Christ without real power from God. Now, having said that, there is rituals that have been done, and primarily a major ritual of conjuring spirits, powers, and sending them. Now, a great biblical example of this is found in Revelation chapter 16, which involves a future ritual and release of satanic powers that will target military leaders and political leaders in the future. It would be considered probably the pinnacle of satanic ritual release of satanic powers, targeting the politicians and the military leaders of the world. Now, that's coming. It's not that it hasn't been done, but we're talking about the pinnacle. Probably this is the ritual of all rituals, the mother of all rituals, and it is what fuels the day of Armageddon. A lot of people have talked about Armageddon, Revelation 19, 19, what's going to happen. A lot of prophecies, the Spirit of God has given us great insight, but you got to understand the Luciferians, and by the way, the Luciferians that listen and those that monitor, and I want to speak specifically to even soldiers and military men that may listen, that may be hooked into the global mind and the spiritual evolution that has been going on probably since the 40s among United States military, Russian military, and we're going to talk about the backdrop of that in just a moment. But at Bohemian Grove, like in hundreds and thousands of other rituals across the United States and Europe, underground rituals have been done to release powers and target individuals for influence. This is clearly, and any real underground Luciferian will know this, the ritual at Bohemian Grove with the men that are coming in robes, the so-called effigy of a human being, the victims of Bohemian Grove are very clear. They say that it's not an effigy. that it is presented as a mock ritual, but it is a real human being. It's a ritual done behind the scenes to summon powers, but for what reason? Now catch this. The powers that are being raised and have been raised at Bohemian Grove are raised specifically to target the audiences that are brought there. There is this mock, really the mock part of all of this is the mock retreat, the mock rest that politicians and presidents and prime ministers and world leaders and media moguls and others that are getting out there. They're getting drunk, they're getting all these kind of favors out there in the woods, but then they're brought by the edge of the river, and they see this boat, little boat coming down with the effigy of the human being, all these men in what looks like clear satanic or even high-ordered satanic hooded robes. They carry the effigy of the human being all the way over to the fire that's at the feet of the 40-foot owl, the gigantic idol. And all of this speech goes on in the background. They throw the, I believe, the human being into the fire. Into the fire. Of course, there's a great scream that comes from the speaker system they have. But now, what senator, what president, what media mogul, what military man, what educated man would sit there? Is this a play? Is this a drama? I mean, out in the woods, who has gone to, who? I mean, I don't think you have. I know that I haven't. I've never been invited to go to a mock ritual of a human sacrifice burning in fires, given over to the ancient god Moloch. Why in the world would any sensible senator, governor, president, prime minister, media mogul, wealthy man go to that? Many of them are brought there as unwittings. You've got to understand this. And by the providence of God, maybe someday, if some military man or political leader that has been there will begin to realize the spiritual dirt that has been thrown on them. Whether you believe it or not, rituals are designed, high-ordered rituals like that are designed to summon the powers of darkness, specifically spirits, very, very powerful ones, and then to send them on a targeted audience to influence, to prepare, to guide, to persuade. We are talking about not the technology of voice to skull, we are talking about the supernatural power of the dark side in influencing thought and lives and individuals towards that goal of globalism. Now, this is very vital in this discussion tonight because we have seen, and this is an outrage to me because I understand what rituals are all about. I understand what satanic rituals do. If you're even a Bible-believing believer in Christ that knows the scripture, I'll again say, go. Go to Ezekiel chapter 8. Look how the infiltration of dark satanic practices occurred right inside the city of God. That is the propensity of satanic presence, to infiltrate underground, to be in dark and hidden places, to cloak themselves with satanic secrecy. And if you read Ezekiel chapter 8, you're going to find out that right in the city of God, even the prophet Ezekiel did not know until God supernaturally cracked in this hole, this doorway, into seeing what was really going on in the substructure of dark practices. We'll continue this in just a moment. This is Russ Dizdar. Welcome to all who've come to listen. Again, thanks to Steve Quayle for the hour that he's giving us Monday night, Wednesday night, Friday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here, and also Tuesday night at 7 p.m. Now listen, if you go to shatterthedarkness.net, shatterthedarkness.net, you're going to spend a lot of time on that front site because people have complained to me. There's too much stuff there. Well, take your time. A lot of things to download, a lot of things to look at, a lot of things we want to have to invest in help, in training, and so forth. Well, if you go there, you're going to see all the different times and things and broadcasts that we do have set up. What we're doing tonight is engaging part three of the global mind. As I said Tuesday night, which was part two, there is what the Bible calls the prince of the power of the air. The eros is the Greek word. It means the dense atmosphere around the earth. New Agers and psychics and remote viewers will understand that energy field around the world as where they're getting data, revelation, insight. They can call it data, but it's revelation. And it's not just an energy field. You got to understand, from real entities, if you engage energy, spiritual energy, and then back up to the source, you're going to find that it's coming off of real spiritual entities. Now, when we talk about the power of God, I've experienced that. I've shared before in testimony. Wasn't raised in a church. You know, was kind of a bar fighting, drinking, drug taking kind of individual in the late 60s. But I was into occultism and everything I could get my hands in, specifically when I was led into Buddhism, Golden Buddha, to learn how to leave my body, to acquire this spiritual evolution and eventually get to the masters and so forth. So, I understand that side of things, experientially, let alone from the books, and listening to a master that taught us in the temple for a number of years. But also know the engagement of the power of God that is absolutely, totally different. I mean, the powers are real on either side. Supernatural things are occurring. And maybe you're listening tonight by, again, supernatural providence from the kind hand of God. Because I'm not going to deny that you may be having all kinds of supernatural experiences. But it doesn't mean just because you had one that it's right. At Bohemian Grove, at satanic ritual sites that we have been to, taken to, investigated in cult and occult crime with law enforcement. When I've been taken to certain places where doorways, gateways have been opened up, I can. The Spirit of God dwells within me. I have no shame in telling you that Jesus Christ is alive, lives in me. I know Him, walked with Him now 35 years. But the presence of God in me does react to where there is manifest dark presence. That's where Christians need to understand there is really a spiritual war going on. Any believer out there in Christ, Ephesians 6, your struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, rulers, principalities, ultimately the prince of the power of the air, the spirit who is now at work. One simple little Greek word in the biblical context in use means a supernatural operating force. That's what's occurring. And so there's not only the occurrence of that dark presence and dark power to blind people from God, you do know that the father of mind control is not Himmler or Mengele or even Sidney Gottlieb and those in the original programs of the CIA. But you've got to understand that there is an ancient, powerful enemy that is real, that is extremely powerful, finite but powerful. He is considered the father of lies. But when we read again, what does the Spirit of God tell us? Well, 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4. With a small g, the God of this age has blinded the minds. Stop right there a moment. Blinded the minds. The claim is that there is a supernatural presence in power that actually invades, influences, and blinds. Literally like taking a blanket and throwing it over a person. Throwing a blanket over a person, they might know there's something out there on the outside of that blanket, but when the blanket's over them, they can't see. I mean, go down the road you're driving, and somebody in the back seat reaches up forward, puts their hands over your eyes. Well, I've had that happen to me before, and that is really, that will alarm you and, you know, cause me to hit the brakes immediately because I couldn't see to the left or the right. I couldn't see anything. That's the goal of supernatural, demonic, powerful blinding, the effects of that blinding, so that people cannot see. Well, primarily in that verse, that they cannot see. The goal of the blinding ultimately, so they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, the good news of God in Christ. And it says there that he is the icon, the image of God, that we have the imprint, God in human flesh demonstrated to the world. There is an opposing force. And maybe tonight you're listening because you're a spiritual quester. Maybe you're looking into things. New Ager, remote viewer, psychic, doesn't make any difference. Maybe even a deep-seated Luciferian. Without the Spirit of God, you cannot see what God can show. You see, in every human being, there are capacities. We have the capacity to discern things, perceive things. We listen to people to see whether they're telling us the truth. We have a finite ability to perceive and discern and see capacities. We have a spiritual capacity. But all of those capacities, mind, perception, conscience, spirit, can either be invaded by the dark side spiritually that will open up a person to counterfeit sight, counterfeit abilities, counterfeit powers, or we can be opened up by the power of the Spirit of God in Christ. If it's the Spirit of God opening us up, it's through Jesus Christ to see who he is as Savior and Lord, and we receive him and the gift of eternal life. And I'm going to talk about how that affects us down to our genetics at the end of the show today. But there's another side. And there is an agenda, and this is part of what I need to say to everyone listening. At least take a few moments to listen. Consider what's being said. All of the prophets and others that have been guided by the infinite, uncreated Spirit of God received data, revelation, that points to an unprecedented ramping up of supernatural presence. That supernatural presence will bring about massive writings, supernatural signs, wonders, miracles, counterfeit to God, but nevertheless they're there. Now I want the Christians to understand the powers of darkness are real. They're real powers. We're not talking about a parlor trick. We're talking about the real dark powers. At Bohemian Grove, in my observation, in my discussions with real underground Brotherhood Satanists, those who were trying to get out, those who needed deliverance, and in the observation of the ritual itself, there's no question in my mind, they're conjuring powers, and then in that ritual where they've gathered world leaders, they've been sending them, they've been influencing them, they've been guiding them. I mean, look where we're going. Look at Europe. And Bohemian Grove is only one of many, many underground power centers, cones of power, where demonic powers are raised and sent. Now, if you're a believer in Christ, let's talk about the power. The Greek word dunamis in Scripture. You shall receive power from on high, Jesus said. There's the power of the gospel, power in prayer. There's, in the believer in Christ, there's power within you. In the book of 2 Peter chapter 1, that we have, if you read, you have been given divine power. And when you read about the gospel and salvation, it involves the power. The Greek word used in all of those cases is dunamis. It's where we get our word dynamite. It's where it's the felt, expressed power of God. Even the scriptures are said to have power in them. Dunamis in them. They're living and active, but they have power. And there's power to the message of the gospel. in and of itself. So if you're listening tonight, let me tell you, if you really want an engagement with God and you're seeker and you're searching and you're researching, then I'm saying go to the Gospels, read. Don't try to reduce it to New Age concept, but just read and say, God of heaven, speak to me, show me yourself, show me what you're all about, and allow the living words to begin to influence you. And they'll enable you to have a free and clear choice. Matter of fact, they lift the darkness off your eyes. Through the process of looking into the Word of God and the Spirit of God beginning to work in your life, God literally can open your heart, open your eyes to see, and draw you into a choice. And that, my friend, is an incredible place. It's a moment in time when the God of heaven is inviting you to come into direct personal relationship, to solve the issues of sin, evil, wrong, all the stuff in our lives, the mess, the junk, to free us from the power of the sin code, its force. To open our eyes to what the darkness was all around us that was captivating us and set us free from that. And to plant inside of us in Christ the gift of eternal life, a new nature, a new powerful living. If you can take a few moments to look at the cross and see what Jesus, God in human flesh, did there. That's why there was the earthquake and everything went dark. Because the sinless, listen, Lamb of God shed innocent blood. There was a power so amazing wielded the cross. It's beyond Bohemian Grove, of course. Beyond the sum total of the force of hell, of course. Because it opens us up to immediate, direct, personal relationship with God. It opens up to us planting into our very beings of the gift of eternal life. The Spirit of God coming in, take a read, Ephesians chapter 1, is the guarantee of what is to come. That is the glorified, indestructible immortality that will be instantaneously given. Check it out, 1 Corinthians 15. And the ability, listen now please, to see God face to face in total friendship, in an eternal relationship. Now listen, I know that presence within. I know that power within. I have seen and felt prior to that salvation the powers of darkness. I have seen over the years now in dealing with deliverances and dark powers and satanic, the new levels of satanic spiritual warfare, the ramping up. Oh, I've seen those powers. I'm familiar with the antagonism, the agitation, their ancient hate. But I'm telling you again that the powers have been released as never before in human history. You can read about it in the prophetic revelation of Scripture, what has come and what is coming. And again, tonight's focus is for the military individuals, which we're going to take about 20 minutes just to talk about this. The backdrop to this is that this point: there is no advancement to the cause, the satanic cause, without the expressed power. I mean, even Jesus made reference to the dunamis, the real expressed power of Satan, when Jesus says in Luke's Gospel chapter 10, to all those who believe in Christ, he says, I have given you authority. Perfect tense in the Greek. Permanent possession. I have given you authority to trample on these dark powers, to overcome. The Greek word Nike, to have a decisive victory over the evil one. And listen, over all the power of the evil one, and nothing will harm you. Now you can read about it in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, the secret power of lawlessness. You can read in that same chapter, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, about the supernatural operating work of Satan that will be running in in conjunction with the development of an eventual apocalypse of the Antichrist. In the process of bringing the Antichrist, there will be this incremental building up, the frog in the kettle approach. Spiritually, the dark powers are getting warmer and warmer and warmer. And when it comes to the time that they're coming to the boiling point in cultures and in the world around us, a massive release. It's called the Great Revolt or the Rebellion. The undergrounders have called it the Black Awakening. We've written a lot about it, talked a lot about it. There's a whole bunch of YouTube videos. Actually, Steve Quell and I have done a few interviews also, and we've archived those on our site. You can get a hold of all of it. But they believe a time is coming when there will be this great satanic burst, kind of like a counterfeit Pentecost. If you're a Christian and you understand Pentecost, Joel prophesied the power of God coming, and the power of God came with great effect, indwelling and baptizing and filling and clothing the early believers with such power. Signs and wonders came with it, of course, and by the time you get to Acts chapter 4, more power is unleashed, and even the physical structure, when so much power of God is released, it can even cause... Well, in Acts chapter 4, read about it. The building shook. This is the power of God that heals, the power of God that advances the cause of Christ. It's the power, the dunamis of God, of the Spirit of God that speaks maybe to you right now about coming to Christ. You've felt this power. You've felt some presence. You've felt the call of God. Then don't wait any longer. Give your heart to Jesus. He's waiting for you. Do it now. Come to Christ. And whether you're hiding out there somewhere, in a mountain facility, underground base, wherever it may be, by again the supernatural omnipresence of God, He seeks you. You need to be aware. For all the military men and women, and specifically for military leaders, this message should have been given to the United States of America back at the end of the Nazi war, when all that demonic presence that led to the ideology of the Nazis, to the program of stacking the bodies by the thousands at Auschwitz and Dachau, and destroying them and shoveling them into ovens to annihilate a race of people, to bring that annihilation to anybody that would oppose the coming reign of a pagan millennium. Counterfeit to the real millennium coming. If you understand that, when the Nazi regime was stopped, crushed, and defeated, where do you think the powers went? For all the Nazis that went through the rat lines, all the Nazis that were released from the internment camps in the United States, all the Nazis that went to Paraguay and to South Africa and to South America, that infiltrated the Catholic Church and became fake priests, they carried the powers, the black flame, with them. The agenda has continued. And the powers that seek a global world, politically, militarily, economically, they are at work. They are bulging at the seams. The veil is about to break, and a counterfeit satanic Pentecost, a great revolt, a great chaos. That'll never occur without the satanic powers. That's the point tonight. Just as there is no Armageddon without the satanic powers involved. Now study this. Revelation 19:19 is the future picture and fulfillment of Psalm chapter 2, by the way, where God warns political leaders, the kings of the earth, the military leaders. He warns them. And so Revelation 19:19 is the fulfillment of that, the great day of God Almighty. But as you look at Revelation 19:19, the world's unified political system, the world's most powerful supernatural, super soldier oriented military is on the field. Back up now from that. Begin to ask the questions, how do they get there? It doesn't happen overnight. Go back to Revelation 16, as we mentioned early on. And you have this picture of the dragon, the beast, and the false prophet in a kind of triangulating ritual. Three involved. They release out of their mouths. If you understand, listen, I know the Satanists do. Anybody and even the kind of issues, voodoo and hoodoo and kintabli and some of the African forms of demonic powers, spells, rituals. You see, the priests, the babalaos, the poleros, the satanic priests, they can bring into their physical bodies powers of darkness. One way for them to release them out in attack, there's a concept of coming out of the mouth. Remember, even in the deliverance issues, it seems like the mouth is opened and the demons can come in that way. No question about it. There are rituals that involve from the demonized priest putting his mouth on the subject, the ritual subject, and breathing into them and releasing into them demonic presence. Counterfeit to what Jesus did with the disciples. In the Gospel of John, he breathed on them the Spirit of God. If you understand how God works in his power, then begin to understand that's how it is on the other side. It's how dark powers operate. The laws of engagement are the same. God's kingdom does not advance. Nobody gets saved, healed, delivered. No churches experience revival without the operating power of God. Same thing is true on the satanic side. Why do you think there's a ramping up? Why do you think, you know what, they're praying for satanic revival. They're praying for the powers to strike, to dirty the air. They're focusing on churches and pastors. Listen, there is a spiritual, and listen, they do it, like in Ezekiel 8, from a hidden post for now. I've been to a number of those places. I've not been to Bohemian Grove. But I guarantee you there is a network of individuals that are now targeting the totality of Bohemian Grove for the ritual owl and the ritual site to be destroyed, for the victims to be supernaturally rescued, and for the priests and the elitists and the perpetrators and the perverts to be extremely exposed, nowhere to run. I hope as a believer you will join in those kind of power-filled prayers. How do you stop satanic presence and power? Can it be stopped by mere sheer physical human force? No. How do you get a demon out of an individual when Jesus comes? His authority, literally his presence, outed them, forced the manifestation, and he would simply speak to command them to get out. Dear Christians, you and I need to listen well and understand that our spiritual, our struggle, our battle, our warfare, it's not flesh and blood. Even behind the corresponding bad events in Job's life, those events were caused by satanic presence, without which it would have never occurred. There is no advancement to the cause of Satan. There is no possibility of the counterfeit incarnation, bloodlined incarnation of the Antichrist, without the powers of darkness. Just as there was no ability for Emmanuel to be conceived in the Virgin Mary without the power of the Holy Spirit overshadowing. If you can understand how God and his power operates on this side of the fence, well, realize that south of heaven, to put it in the words terms of the satanic rock group Slayer, who, by the way, on their South of album or Heaven album, they have a song on there called Spill the Blood. It's used in ritual. It's a ritual. The infiltration in the arts, in music, media, Well, we know it's everywhere. What are you going to do about it? Are you going to sit back in a hidden place underground, shaking, waiting to the very end? I don't believe in shivering survivalism. I believe in courageous. I mean, when you read the book of Acts chapter 6 and you find out that Saul of Tarsus was breathing out murderous threats, the church was being attacked, Stephen was killed, everything was scattered in every direction. Take a look at Philip. He wasn't moved by the threats. He wasn't moved by the fears. He stayed in obedience to God, clothed in the power of God, and he made massive, massive effect. I've said before, I'll say it quickly tonight, the safest place to be in the end of days is in the full presence and power of God doing his mission to the very end. Take a look at the book of Acts and you'll see why. Real quick, soldiers, military men and women. Let me address those that might be getting this in the Pentagon or in some other base, or someone might have sent it to you and you may have got it by either those who monitor or those who have thought that it would be a help. Your engagement with the Psi powers, dangerous. Your embrace of a spiritual evolution to deification, that is the core doctrine of the fallen cherub himself. Your belief that maybe technologies, out of DARPA, whatever, out of the DOD, that weapons, listen, dear friends in the CIA and also in the NSA. And when I say friends, I say because of the love of God, I simply am sharing with you. God didn't send his son into the world to condemn the world. That's what scripture says. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 17. But to say, God so loved us. So military man or woman, you are loved by God. General, you are loved by God, but you're going to die someday. Are you prepared to meet your maker? Which side? And I know that if you saw hell once, you would not want to be south of heaven. Not on that day. So what I'm saying is that in all of biblical prophecy, what God the Holy Spirit has given us, in intel ahead of time, that there would be a great targeting of military men and women worldwide. Russians, they're targeted. The Germans obviously were. Look what happened to the defeated, broken Germans that ended up not turning to God, but giving themselves to occult powers, opening the doors to darkness, embracing an ideology that came straight from the demonic realm. The supernatural deception led to untold destruction. If you read Revelation 9, you're going to understand again, maybe for some too late, that the supernatural deception today is going to lead to the greatest destruction of humanity and the earth in the totality of human history. I mean, whose side are you going to be on? Revelation 19:19. You're either going to be on the field, engaged with dark powers, pointing your weapons into the sky in the third attempt of the fallen cherub to bring destruction to the eternal infinite God. He failed the first two. The Spirit of God predicts clearly that he'll fail the third time. Military men and women, beware of dark projects. Beware of what's considered Luciferian doctrine, the evolution of human consciousness, the concept that extra-dimensional presence is giving ideas to military scientists and weapons makers in those labs. They wake up, they get dreams, they get thoughts. New weapons are going to be created. Incredible chemical lasers and every kind of weapon you can possibly think about in the destruction of humanity. But not just that, anybody working on planetary defense weapons systems, I have no question that that is being guided specifically, and that is where the dark power and presence is guiding militaries around the world for the development of weapons that can be used at Armageddon. There is an evolution of weapons development. There is an evolution of the concepts of super soldiers and future war. And the future war has a hidden hand behind it to those who are unaided and unprotected. It's one thing to be without Christ, without the Spirit of God inside your life. It's another thing to reject Christ and the truth and to embrace New Age spirituality, alternative spirituality that promises to you an evolution in human abilities, human enhancements. This is what the Nazis came with. This is what the spiritually guided, directed science of the old Nazis, who knew how to split the human core and begin to, well, they understood the power of the blood of the old Aryans and the desire to create godmen, supra-human men, soldiers. Let me tell you this quickly, whether you believe it or not. Satan is looking for an army. Satan is looking to gather the most powerful army in human history. He's looking for generals and captains and brigadier generals and 4 stars and 5 stars. And he's looking for the scientists in all those deep, dark, black budgets, in all those deep, dark, black places where there has been an ousting of Christ. There has been an entrance of darkness. In the underground bases, in the development of future planetary weapons, the ideology. Where do the ideas come from? How do they come into the brain, the mind? What motivates? Why does it seem like there's an energy behind the development? Why does it seem like every concept of ethic has been thrown out? I mean, as the Germans did, the United States did, the Russians did, around the world. Whether you call it MK Ultra Monarch, that's 50 years old. Those projects are so old now, the new ones are broader, and they're advanced in comparison. The hundreds of thousands of individuals as children born spiritually prepared, genetically lined up, the human core of their personality split from a seeming technology that would bring enhancement and create super soldiers with sub-personalities that can be assassins and fighters and warriors and carry powers. Why are there 4 million, 5 million? Psychiatrist Colin Ross, in his book Project Blue Bird, The Purposeful Creation of Multiple Personality Disorder, mentions there may be 10 million. Sleepers, hundreds of thousands. The powers of darkness dwelling within. The technologies of hell itself. What have you done? What have you done? There's blood on your hands now. You've been duped and used as an unwitting for the future. Like those who were pounding the nails and bolting the structures together at Auschwitz. Who got the idea for the large ovens? Where did the final solution and its plans develop? Whose persuasion guided them to load hundreds of thousands and millions and bring them to the camps. That is a tiny picture of the future destruction that is coming. And I hope, in the sight of God and of Christ Jesus, you are prepared. If you're engaged in serving that dark side, they're going to constantly push you to globalism, push you in the UN, push you in the Pentagon, push you in the DOD, push you in Russian military and around the world. Globalism, globalism, globalism. Global army, global politics, a coming supernatural, stern-faced king leader. All the while, 3,000 years ago, 3,000 years ago, God spoke. It's written down. Living words. It's meant for the kings, political and military leaders of today. Psalm chapter 2. God asks you why. He asks the masses that engage New Age spirits in the belief of an evolution to deification. If you've embraced that concept, concepts that Alice Bailey, Helena Blavatsky, Barbara Marx Hubbard, David Spangler, Robert Mueller, and many others have taught, then you've engaged the core central doctrine of the fallen cherub. And I would challenge every New Ager and every military remote viewer, have the energies that you've engaged guided you into a personal relationship with God? You know the answer is no. Behind the energy are entities emanating their power and influence on you. I will ask you again to study well Revelation 16 to look at the kind of release of spiritual entities, how they're targeted to go to the kings of the earth, political and military leaders, you're the targets, to influence you, to guide you, to bring such supernatural, well, it's going on today all around us. This is September 2009, and there are rituals like the Hands of Glory, Marriage to the Beast. Even the Hands of Glory ritual, it involves the ritual that sometimes dark occultists will seek, the powers of invisibility. You see, right now, in the core of this agenda, when you get all the way down to headquarters, right now the word is mum, the word is hush, secret. All of those who've been through satanic ritual abuse, you understand this. All of those who've entered traditional Satanism, you understand this. All of the real Luciferians, the elitists, the Bilderbergers, many millions of you in Europe understand this. I'm talking about those who are in the darkest of the darkest. I mean those who've infiltrated the Catholic Church and held the rituals in St. Paul's. Or in the cities across the United States. Or on the military basis. To unleash powers that would target others, giving suprahuman ideas, technology if you want to call it that, data, revelation, how to do this, how to develop that. You're being guided. The hook is in your nose, your heart, your mind. There's only one way out. There is a power that every single demon in hell, the millions, billions, whatever amount there are. I know one thing in Scripture and I know one thing in spiritual practice. Every single demonic entity knows who Jesus really is. They know that He is the Son of God, that He is Emmanuel, God in human flesh, Savior of the world. that he is everything the prophets said he would be. He is everything that the apostles and other writers said he is. He's everything the Spirit of God has said he is and the elect angels of God have declared him to be. The demons know. They fear. They don't fear Quetzalcoatl. They don't fear Muhammad. They don't fear Buddha at all. I followed Buddha for a number of years. He's dead. Gone. Christ. 1,000 years before the resurrection of Jesus. Psalm 16. Blasting apart the finality of death and opening the door to indestructible immortality. Do you really want to live forever? Redeemed? Glorified? Do you really want to see the expanse of humanity? Only the infinite can give eternal life. Only the infinite can take the mortal and in a flash, a subatomic flash, change them into immortality as immortals. Take a read, 1 Corinthians 15. Let me tell you, this is part 3 of the global mind. There is a presence around the world that is guiding. So many millions are being misled. This is not New Age angels of light. In the sense of something good. This is deep, dark, lethal satanic power wrapped in the masquerade of angels of light, promising powers, abilities, elitism, but they can't deliver. They can't lead you to deification. The finite cannot do the math, lead to, and cause you to become infinite. But God, the infinite one in Christ, dying on the cross because he loved you, opened the door, and now the invitation is given. You want to know what the greatest invitation, one of the greatest invitations? Check it out. John's Gospel, chapter 7. Whoever believes in Christ, out of their inmost being would come the power of God. Come to Christ. Hey, listen, this is Russ Dizdar. If you want to check out all of our information, check out shatterthedarkness.net on the web. Shatterthedarkness.net on the web. And we hope to see you this coming Friday night, Steve Quayle and myself, 6 p.m. for about 3 hours. And I'll see you next Monday night also at 6 p.m. God bless you.